One of my most memorable learning English learning experience that is in one of my English lessons because in university, because in university, if you are a native English speaker, you should not speak it. Well, you should not study in that class. But accidentally, some of the students they don't know the rules or the system of control. Also, in my class, there are about more than half of them are native English speakers. So my result. So how to say this? So it's quite you need to complete your English with those native English speakers. So that's memorable and definitely learn a lot. For example, I learn some of the slangs or the accents or the cultures in different part of Europe or different part of America. So that's quite memorable in it.
So what else do you like about the American culture you mentioned?
The food. It's hard to separate out their cultures from separate the cultures and identify them. I'm not sure how to say. I love their food, or I love their countries, their sightseeing place, or their books or something. It's hard to separate which. Yeah.
Were you shy for your first time in speaking to a native speaker?
I'm not sure, but I'm a bit nervous because when I was in primary school or secondary school, I don't have any chance to speak with any native English speaker. So that's a bit nervous because. Well, when you are speaking to a native Hong Kong people, you know that he will understand you no matter what.
Right.
If you don't get it, you just say in Chinese, then you get it.
Yeah.
But when you're facing a native speaker, if they don't get your English, then everything's gone. Yeah.
Do you remember any funny situation where you have to really think and how to like express yourself in front of them?
Maybe. So, one time I go with my friends to a restaurant. The Chinese restaurant. It's hard to mention and how to say. How to describe the food? Like dim sum. How to say it? It's a kind of fish ball with yellow skin, and there's some fish there. It's hard to mention. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I understand you because it's like, for example, siomai. How it's just like, oh, it's like a yellow wrap, with shrimp inside. It's just a funny way to describe that. So what about your most memorable English reading experience?
Maybe my secondary school reading Harry Potter. But I bought Harry Potter in Chinese version first.
Uh-huh.
Then I finished reading it and I bought English version first. But then I realized that some of the sections are not translated that well. So some of the story is distorted, and that's not good. Yeah. So that's quite. I didn't think of this before when I read the Chinese version. Yeah. So that's quite memorable.
So you also said you like drawing in your hobbies. Have you read any books related to drawing?
Most of them are in Chinese, not in English. Yeah. So because. For many drawing books, there are not many words, so it doesn't matter if it's Chinese or not. You know, so I think it's not that related to this topic.